Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
South Africans have, on the most part, been fairly uncomfortable about South African citizenship in terms of travel. For many, many years, it was always a problem to travel with a South African passport. We needed a tremendous amount of visas and red tape. Joining us on the line are the experts in this field, and that is a company, Henley and Partners. So they're the global leaders in residence and citizenship planning. A very good morning to Adrian Gerard Faccio, who's the manager and client advisor at Henley & Partners, as well as Amanda Smith, head of Henley & Partners in East, Central and Southern Africa. Good morning. How are you both?
Good morning, Howard. Thank you very much for having us.
Well, it's an absolute pleasure. So it's interesting because I'm sure that you found that South Africans, the South African passport is one that we've all been particularly ambivalent about, isn't it?
Yes, that is unfortunately the truth. We know that a lot of people refer to the South African passport as the Green Mamba, and it does unfortunately not give us a lot of visa-free access, especially not to the major financial centers in the world, such as Europe or the USA. And that is exactly where our focus lies, not just in terms of South Africans, but Henley & Partners is a global organization. We've got approximately 30 offices worldwide.
Wow.
And we specialize, first and foremost, we're an advisory firm. So we liaise with high net worth, ultra high net worth individuals, their families and their advisors. And we then do their citizenship or residency planning to secure an alternative passport or citizenship or an alternative residency for them. And that in itself, of course, does bring about a lot of benefits, not only visa-free travel, but also, obviously, if we look at education and we work, look at entrepreneurial work options, increasing your global footprint, then that is some of the benefits that come with having an alternative citizenship.
So, Adrian, if I can just ask you, if you're just looking at the world as a as an open palette, if one is to look at a second passport, are some better than others?
Well, it all depends, Howard, what you want to achieve with a second passport. And in that regard, our universe is really divided into two things: residency and citizenship. And passports are the idea that cover the leg of citizenship. If you're just looking to travel the world relatively visa-free, then there are many options in the Caribbean that we can look at, like St. Kitts and Nevis, St. Lucia, Grenada. Mm. Those sorts of passports give you access to over 145 countries visa-free. If you're looking for something in terms of a settlement in the Eurozone, then passports like Portuguese passport, the Maltese passport, even residency in Cyprus or Italy tend to tick those boxes of giving you access to Europe. So really, it depends what sort of outcome you're looking for, because the needs of our clients are different, and some are just looking for a plan B, while others are looking for a more sort of permanent solution.
And that's, I guess, the word consulting, because that's why there isn't a one size fits all solution for everybody. There isn't just this passport or that one. It really depends on what the goals and the strategy is for a particular individual or family, I suppose.
Indeed. I mean, we work with nearly three dozen different programs around the world, and each one caters a different need. And, you know, often we get clients that come to us and they say they want to do the Portuguese Golden Visa program. And after sitting down with them and having a chat and understanding their needs and what the objectives are with their family, chances are that actually might not be the right program for them. Maybe something in the Caribbean or even an Australian permanent residency might tick the box for them.
And how long a process is this generally? Obviously, it's a very difficult question to answer. But if somebody comes to meet with you and decides to go down this route, how long will it take them in general to get something sorted?
It depends on the program. The Caribbean options we can look at getting done within 6 months, give or take.
Mm-hmm.
The European options maybe a bit longer, but generally under a year to get the process started.
Right, so it's under a year. Amanda, if I can just ask you, what are South Africans typically looking at, if we can even talk about something typically in South Africa?
Yes, yes, we certainly can. We know, of course, that South Africans in most cases are very much drawn towards Europe. They do see Europe as, you know, it's a fairly similar time zone. It's easy access. It's not that far away from South Africa. So the Portuguese Golden Visa program has been one of the top residency programs of choice for South Africans. We've also assisted many South African clients to obtain citizenship in Malta. Malta, of course, being a very strong European Union country, very well governed. They've got a great air links and very central in Europe. And of course, a European Union passport does give the holder not only the right of establishment in Malta then, for instance, but also in any of the 27 European Union countries. We've also had many clients looking at Grenada being one of the Caribbean islands, specifically because the Grenada has an E2 treaty visa with the United States. So not only do they then get a second passport that increases their mobility in terms of travel, but they also have an access door, basically, to be able to live, work, and study in the United States. And then we've also assisted many South African clients to obtain permanent residency in Australia. Australia has always been a very popular destination for South Africans. So that would be the top ones. And then also Montenegro. Montenegro does offer a very interesting opportunity to obtain citizenship. It's a very short process. But Montenegro is the first next country in line to become part of the European Union. So that's becoming one of the most popular programs.
That is very, very interesting. Unfortunately, we do need to go to news. If somebody is interested in getting hold of you, what is the best way to reach out and make contact?
I think, Howard, the easiest way is to pay a visit to our website, henleyglobal.net.
Right.
And just access the contact section and pop us a mail and we'll respond.
Yeah, I actually went onto your website earlier and there really is a tremendous amount of very, very useful in information. And also what I loved is you've got an index, which I thought of different passports.
Yes.
I thought that is absolutely fascinating reading. So I would encourage people to do that. Go and look at henleyglobal.com and you could see, you'll get a lot of information. And then you can make a contact that way.